Have you ever wondered where language came from? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I went to college, all of our courses were called blank in culture. For example, imagination in culture, history in culture, or language in culture. It is that last class that I thought of today when I saw what we were discussing. In that class, we not only learned a language, French in that case, but we also learned more into what words mean and the impact of our words. So what does this have to do with Jesus? Well, you'll have to stick around for today's devo to find out. It's called Redeeming Language by Naomi Zylstra. Diversity in language is an important part of God's creation. In fact, language is one of the many ways God shows how creative He is and how He is redeeming all that He has made. The creation of different languages happened at Babel. The people were guilty of being prideful and wanting to make a lasting name for themselves because of their own work. Their sin was deserving of judgment, and it was keeping them from fulfilling God's very first calling to humanity: be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. God could have struck down the people of Babel, but instead, He showed them great mercy and scattered them, suddenly causing them to speak different languages from each other. This separation interrupted their wickedness and allowed them to explore and live in different parts of God's creation, instead of simply remaining in one place. Fast forward to Pentecost, when God gives us a glimpse of the new creation. After Jesus died for our sins on the cross, rose from the grave, and ascended into heaven, the day of Pentecost came. The Holy Spirit was poured out, and each listener was able to hear the Apostle Paul preach in their own language. Because of this miraculous event, many people heard the gospel, or good news, and put their trust in Jesus. So, at Pentecost, God used the power of language to unite His people. Instead of the judgment, confusion, and division of Babel, God used the diversity of language to bring unity around salvation in Jesus. In other words, our salvation in Jesus Christ and our belief in Him is what unites us. In God's kingdom, people from all different lands, cultures, and languages will unite in praise to Him. The stories of Babel and Pentecost demonstrate how God takes all things and works them for good and for His renewed kingdom. Now, let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever experienced a communication barrier due to language? What was that like? Have you ever imagined what it will be like when Jesus returns and all God's people will be able to understand each other effortlessly? God delights in the great variety of languages and cultures in His creation. It's a beautiful thing. What are some practical ways we can honor and enjoy our differences, especially within the body of Christ? As you and I can read in Revelation 7, 9-10, "After this I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb, shouting with a great roar, 'Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne and from the Lamb.'" Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Genesis 11, 1-9 and Acts 2 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And hey, if you love Unlocked and want to show it, why not pick up some merch? You can get t-shirts, water bottles, and more. And it's an easy way to share Unlocked with a friend. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app or go to shop at keysforkids.org. Also join us for tomorrow's devo called Blessed Memories with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.